Talking it over to reconcile. Give it a year for us to forget. Just let it go, it's only regret.
The only purpose for his life could be to serve as a warning to others. It's the Drew Marshall Show.
Now that you're here.
Well, we have reached the part of the show that I get the most excited about. Tim's leaving. Just kidding. Folks, it's time. Live in the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. This week's recording artist, Sarah Burton. I'm soon becoming a fan, which makes it sound like I'm not a fan, but I don't want to sound like I'm sucking up right at the start, you know, because it becomes cheesy, American-ish kind of stuff. But Sarah Burton tells the tales of life with beauty, strength, and weariness. And her sound rocks and rolls with just the right amount of country and pop influence. Sarah's music was featured in the film Cabin Fever 2. And her song, Then Run Away, was named Best Folk Song by Toronto Exclusive Magazine in 2009. Born in Ottawa, Sarah calls Toronto her home now. Her career has seen her play NXNE. That's how the cool kids say it. Canadian Music Week, Winter Folk, We Are Many Festival, Brandon Folk Festival, North Country Fair. It goes on and on and on, folks. Have a little listen to Sarah Burton. We'll be right back with Sarah Burton Live.
I try not to cry. Try to forget you, but I can't lie.
Over the last, I don't know how many weeks, I have been introduced to a lot of phenomenal players. And it all started with a young lady named Amber McLean, who I believe is playing the Orangeville Jazz and Blues Fest, or is it Blues and Jazz Fest, this weekend, which apparently is playing in Orangeville. And then she told, two people, and those two people told two people, and eventually we ended up here in studio with the one and only Sarah Burton. Sarah, how many bands are you a part of, really, seriously?
Three.
Is this a full, are you able to survive as being a full-time musician? Tell me you work at a coffee shop or something. You have a normal job.
I do have a normal job as well. I have a couple jobs. I work for Oliver and Bonaccini doing events. Yeah.
Nice.
And then I work as an instructor at the Seneca College music program.
Okay, so guess what?
What?
I met a family member of yours the other day.
Oh, really?
I did. I was at a little function at Kerr Street Ministries,
mm-hmm.
downtown Oakville,
uh-huh.
and this gentleman walked in. I think they called him the mayor or something like that, and very nice gentleman. Had a lovely chat with him, and just thought I'd bring that up right now.
Yeah, he's a pretty good guy. Sounds like you're talking about my dad.
Yes, yes. Music has been your whole life?
No, not.
Have you always been playing something, singing something?
Yes, I always, I like to blame my parents for the fact that I became a musician because they're the ones who put me in piano lessons as a child. Although when they first put me in piano lessons, I was five and the teacher sent me home and said I wasn't ready. So.
Do you remember the first song you ever played?
I think it was like Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Can you play
like
that right now? I would like to hear Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Oh, I don't know. Fuck. I don't know.
No clue?
No clue.
Okay, got it.
I don't want to embarrass myself.
Do you remember, did you take Royal Conservatory?
I did.
Stuff?
Yes, yeah.
What did you go to?
Grade 6.
Okay, I only meant to, I went to grade 3, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I would have gone further, but I was going to quit if I kept doing conservatory. It was kind of sucking the life out of me, and then
right.
And then I had a teacher who introduced me to pop music and piano-driven pop music.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Now, this little instrument you have with here, yes. A little Korg, the first Korg I ever played looked nothing like this.
Same.
It is such a good-looking beast. Our listeners don't know this. We very rarely have keyboard artists, mostly guitar-driven here in the studio, but is this a full 88?
No. This is a shorter scale.
Right. A lot more portable, but still very heavy, very solid instrument.
It is very heavy. I have an 88-key keyboard, mm-hmm. But this is heavier than that. But this fits into the hatchback better.
Yes, it does. And can you just give us a little sampling of what this thing can sound like? If you were to kind of impress someone, let's say I wanted to buy this. I'm sitting here in front of you. I go, I want to buy this thing. What does it do? You know,
okay,
can you freak me out with this little thing?
Let me see what I can know.
She's pushing buttons, ladies and gentlemen. Sarah Burton on the Drew Marshall Show, pushing buttons. SarahBurton.com. Holy cow. Yep, she's there. Listen to that. I feel like I'm in a Doctor Who episode. That was very creepy.
Yeah.
Very creepy.
You can do some creepy sounds. It's pretty new for me, this particular keyboard, so I'm still learning.
Right.
What I can do with it, but
man,
sometimes at night I just put the headphones on and
and spin.
Get weird.
Don't we all? We all do that. Well, Sarah, I set it up for the first song you're going to perform live for us, and I'll just read a little bit more about you while you're doing that. Sarah Burton, again, live on the Drew Marshall Show. Sarah Burton's playful soul has found its home in music through three diverse albums and countless ups and downs while traversing the globe. She's been all over the place. She's seen her way through acoustic folk beginnings into country swing and steel guitars and then electrifying blues rock. But her new album is not just an embrace of indie pop and rock, but a return to her first inspiration, the piano. And she has a little CD release coming up June 18th at the Lula Lounge, lula.ca. What's this song all about?
This song is about good friends.
Easy enough. Yeah. Folks, live in the Drew Marshall Show, Sarah Burton.
All right.
For what's true.
brilliant stuff. Sarah Burton on the Drew Marshall Show.
Thanks.
Well done. Well done. Do you find your... Is it a lonely world being a keyboardist in the world of guitars? I mean... Or is it just, you know, keyboardist?
Well, I also play guitar, so...
I know. And you didn't bring it, though.
No.
Oh,
well, because I'm
so
promoting
bummed.
A piano album.
Well, I guess
also,
that makes sense.
Recently I had my guitar stolen.
What?
So I don't have a guitar.
What? Out of your car or something?
Yeah. Out of... my boyfriend and I were playing a gig, and our car got broken into after we loaded out, so...
That's
we
brutal.
Lost, like, $4,000 worth of equipment.
That's horrible. Mm-hmm. Did you have insurance?
Apparently our insurance was not quite the right insurance.
It's always the case, isn't
yeah.
it?
It's oh. almost like they find just a tiny loophole.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, not the right... Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Thank you for taking my money and not helping me
yeah,
at all.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. How long ago did that happen?
Just about 2 months ago. Yeah. Hmm. It's okay. It's only stuff.
Who looks down the nose, their nose, at the other gang? So who's more snobby, piano players or guitar players?
I don't know. I don't think...
Come on. I think the pianist culture...
Yeah.
That didn't sound right.
Yeah.
I think they're snobby. I think they're snobby.
I guess I don't... I'm sort of new into that world, even though I've been playing piano my whole life. I stopped playing piano for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't find that piano players are snobby in my experience. I do find... I mean, I know that it's... Sometimes in bands on stage, it's hard for piano players to hear themselves.
Right.
So, I don't know. That's why I bring my own monitor.
Yeah.
But
it's a smart move. Smart. So, if you had to play one instrument for the rest of your life, guitar, piano, guitar, piano.
Oh, I would choose piano.
Yeah.
It's just more diverse, and I understand it better. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it can do more. Although the guitar is way more portable. If I was going to be nomadic for the rest of my life, I'd take guitar.
Yeah. I was forced to take piano lessons for many years.
Okay.
And then I decided, I'm going to change instruments. So I went to banjo.
Nice.
Not a good move.
No?
Oh, my goodness. It was just, I mean, you know, with piano, you got to worry about both hands pretty frequently.
Yeah.
But with banjo, it's major frequently. Major frequently both hands.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
You gotta work hard.
And then later on in life, I decided to pick up the bagpipes. Who does that?
Even easier. Yeah.
What an idiot. You know, typical question I like to ask a lot of musicians, but I'm interested in what you guys are listening to because I listen to your music and I'm just so impressed. But I want to know who influences you.
Right now, I'm pretty influenced by a few different women. Amy Mann.
Mm-hmm.
She's a great artist from the States somewhere. And she did the soundtrack for the film Magnolia.
Okay.
And that album is a really big influence on me right now for this album. Sheryl Crow, Jenny Lewis, and then a big fan of Ryan Adams and Elvis Costello, Graham Parsons.
Wow. Graham Parsons?
Yeah, I love Graham Parsons.
I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Yeah, it was definitely my dad who introduced me to Graham Parsons' music.
Is your dad a muso?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Remember when MP3 players only had like a few megabytes on them?
Yes.
So he put, I had this little MP3 player that all it could do was just play the same playlist over and over again. And so he put his top 99 songs, and that's all that would fit. And so for a while, that was all I listened to. And it had, like, Graham Parsons and, like, Tom T. Hall, Don Henley, like, lots of dad music.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Did you just call Don Henley dad music?
Come on. Don Henley's dad. Everybody knows that.
It's killing me. Killing me here. Can we do another song?
Absolutely.
Please. What's next?
What's next? Well, why don't I'm going to sing a darker song.
I love dark songs. Yeah.
Thank you.
Any setup at all other than dark?
Well, I have... Maybe this is too much information, but I have a tooth grinding problem when I get stressed out.
Ah.
And
do you have a little TMJ in your jaw? Do you have that? Anything?
What's
that?
Jaw?
Oh, you'll find out if you keep grinding your teeth. Yeah.
I'm hoping to stop.
Okay.
I'm working on.
So hold on.
Serenity.
did this song come from tooth grinding?
Well,
teeth grinding.
I use it as a. It's really a love song.
Of course, it is.
It's a breakup song, maybe.
Okay. All right.
Like the end is coming near song.
Right.
And tooth grinding is the.
Is the precursor to Armageddon?
Well, yeah. It's like you know things are starting to go bad because I'm grinding my teeth again.
Okay. That is quite possibly the most interesting setup to a song I've ever heard. I love it. Live on the Drew Marshall Show, Sarah Burton.
In the city, you know the taxis don't come cheap. Glide across town, a dollar lost for each word we don't speak. But actions speak louder than words. In this backseat, I look away as you reach for my hand. Face the window, if I knew better, I'd think that you're my man. But actions speak louder than words. And I'm gonna grind my teeth tonight, 'cause I'm lying next to you, and you're slipping softly out of sight, and I can't stand the view. It was so easy, it got so hard, it was so easy. Actions speak louder than words. And I'm gonna grind my teeth tonight, 'cause I'm lying next to you, and you're slipping softly out of sight, and I can't stand the view. It was so easy, it got so hard. It was so easy, it got so hard. It was so easy, it got so hard. It was so easy. It was so easy, it got so hard. It was so easy. It was so easy, it got so hard. It was so easy, it got so hard. It was so easy, it got so hard. It was so easy. And I'm gonna grind my teeth tonight, 'cause I'm lying next to you, and you're slipping softly.
Good stuff, Sarah Burton on the Drew Marshall Show. Well done, darling. Well done. Sounds brilliant. All right, listen, we are going to take a very, very short break, and when we come back, a little more from Sarah Burton live on the Drew Marshall Show. Stay with us.
And I'm just your type. This love is a cold.
give it a rest. What is there to say? I'm sorry I miss you. I'm doing okay. I do my best. I try not to cry. Try to forget you, but I can't lie.
Back like a bad rash. Legendary broadcaster Drew Marshall.
So we have been doing this, I don't know, what do you call it? Getting musicians to come into our studio, tricking them into thinking that we are just an absolutely massive show. And then we get this little private concert thing. Really, that's what it's just me cheaping out, not having to get tickets for these fantastic gigs. Sarah Burton has kindly agreed to grace us with her presence. SarahBurton.ca. This is her in the background. I should shut up and you should listen. Sarah Burton live on the Drew Marshall Show coming up in another couple of minutes. We're going to get her to do another wee tune. But you need to know about her CD release June 18th at the Lula Lounge, lula.ca. And the word on the street is this is the gig, man. That's what the kids are saying. This is the one. This is the one to go to.
Is that what the kids are saying?
I have no idea what I'm talking about. Sarah, you were here last with another group.
Yes.
And that group was called what again?
The Ole Fashion.
O-L-E, Fashion.
Yes, Ole Fashion.
Ole Fashion, starring Mr. Darcy Gregoire.
Darcy Windover.
I have called him so many names. When he was here, remember there was somebody else was... Oh, it was Natalie Evans. I called him Darcy Evans. It was fantastic.
Darcy Evans.
Anyway, Darcy, quite a talented chap. As a matter of fact, he's quite good with a six shooter, from what I remember from a little music video I saw.
Oh,
he got shot in the head.
Yeah, he did.
How'd you work that one out?
It was That's a video made by a guy named Derek Nabluski, who actually is a mechanic here in Oakville as well as an amazing
This is what Canadians, we have to be good at everything.
Well, it's true. You have to do a few things to get around. But Derek actually used to be my mechanic, and he witnessed the complete destruction of my Volkswagen Eurovan. So
nice.
We go way back.
Nice, nice. Anyway, we posted that video, and very well done. A great little production.
Thanks.
And but anyway, we're talking about the old fashioned. Of course, Darcy was in this video, and he got shot. It's quite good to see that. No offense, Darcy, but the old fashioned has got a regular gig. When is it again, and where?
Every Sunday at Opera Bob's.
Okay.
Which is at Dundas and Ossington in Toronto.
What time?
9 to midnight.
And is there? I heard there's a little whiskey deal.
There is. We offer $5 Jamesons. I think we do $5 old fashions too.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
But this particular Sunday, it's off.
Oh.
Because it's also a sports bar, and there's some big sports match
That's just ridiculous.
Is taking over the bar.
To heck with the sports people. Summer tour. What's happening?
Summer tour. I'm going to be leaving pretty soon after my CD release and heading out to Vancouver and back. I'll be on the road for 7 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
With a VW van again?
No, a Dodge Caravan this time.
All right.
Much more reliable.
Yes, it is.
Easier to replace the parts
anyway. Yeah. So, people, if you want to find out if she's coming to your town, you go to sarahburton.ca. It's pretty simple.
Correct.
Yeah.
And actually, the old-fashioned, even though our show is canceled this Sunday, we do have a big show coming up on Wednesday at the Dakota Tavern.
Okay. You guys really do. I mean, you do a lot of gigs. I'm just so. If I was your daddy, I'd be very. If I was your daddy, I would be very proud of how hard you work. Anyway, let's move on to a song, shall we?
I hope he's listening.
What are we going to do now, Sarah?
I'm going to do a song about traveling.
Excellent.
Yes, it's called I Will Be Free.
Good timing. Again, live in the Drew Marshall Show, Sarah Burton.
Don't know where I'm going, but I'm always gone too soon. I live by the light that shines from the moon. From the forest to the ocean, from LA to Saskatoon, I'm led by a voice that sings to me, singing tune. Don't know where I'll go, but I'll be home. Don't know who I'll see, but I will be.
I'll be home. Don't know.
were going to end there. Nice. Well done. Really good. Listen, Sarah, if you were to show off, would you show off on piano, guitar, or vocals? Where do you think you were the strongest?
Oh, I mean, I guess I think of myself as a writer before all those things.
Right.
So, I don't know. I'm not...
So you would say, if you were to show off as a songwriter.
Yeah.
Right.
I know so many musicians who are stronger players than me, so it's impossible for me to try and imagine myself showing off on any instrument.
Right, right. What is your strongest attribute as a songwriter, do you think?
Probably lyric play.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Well, because I want to write a lyric that is accessible, that everybody can instantly kind of get, mm-hmm. but then after a few times, they'll get something else from it.
Wow.
That's what I aim to do.
Did you learn that? That sounds so technical and tricky.
Oh, well, I mean, I grew up actually with two writers as parents.
Okay.
So I had, you know, they both worked as journalists, so I always had built-in editors. So I think it was always ingrained in me to try and you know, newspapers are so, it's always like short bites, right? It has to be short and sweet. You have to get everything out quickly. Mm-hmm. And so songwriting appeals to me because it's the same sort of thing. You have to tell a story in 3 minutes. And so I do like the box that songwriting puts you in, mm-hmm. forces you to get it out within a certain parameter. But yeah, I think my parents definitely ingrained some writing skills in me and the urge to make every word count.
I like to do that once in a while on the show as well. Shut up over there, Tim.
I mean, I also have a bad habit of rambling on, so it doesn't always...
Don't we all?
Yeah.
Don't we all? Listen, folks, she's going to do one more song for us just as she goes out. Is that cool? Do you have one more that you could
do
for us?
Can we do one from the record?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about track 7?
Okay, track 7 we're going to go out with because it's going to be ready to be purchased. Where? How do people get it? What's going on?
Well, for the summer, it's just going to be available off stage, so you got to come to a show to get it.
Nice.
And then it's going to be officially released through the label and the distribution company in September.
Excellent. All right, Sarah Burton's CD release is going to be June 18th at the Lula Lounge. June 18th at the Lula Lounge, lula.ca. I'm assuming it's, you know, like a 10 o'clock thing?
No, actually, it's doors at 7, show at 8.
I could even go to that.
You could, yes. The whole thing will be done by 11.
Because the retirement home closes early, you see. I got to get it.
Oh, yeah, we have a shuttle bus.
Nice. Well done, cheeky girl. All right, listen, great track to go out on, a little tune by Sarah Burton here on the Drew Marshall Show. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. All I want to do is get lost today. A little sunshine, little time to get away. Rolling through ideas as they cross the moon. I'm wondering what happened to me.